Today we're doing Chesam and Beis. We will start Chesam and Aleph, last line on the page, Chesam and Aleph, at the two dots. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Rava says the name of Rav Nachman. Amar la eskachi li bimana. A guy says to a girl, I want you to be mekadeshes to me for $100. V'iniach la mashkon aleha. But he didn't have $100, so he gave her his watch instead. He gave her a mashkon and said, hang on to this till I come up with the cash. Halacha is, ain't a mekadeshes. She is not mekadeshes. Why? Mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan. Important concept. Mana ein kan, the $100 he didn't give her, mashkon ein kan. And the mashkon that he did give her is not kiddushin. It's not what he intended for the kiddushin. Ask the Gemara, Esive Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava asks on Rav Nachman, how can you say that it's not a good kiddushin? We have somewhere else that it says, kidsha b'mashkon. Mikudeshes, that if you're Mekadesh with a mashkon, then it is Mikudeshes, it is a good Kiddushin. Question mark, isn't that a contradiction? Answers the Gemara, Hasam bit mashkon da'achirim. No, that's talking about where you have someone else's mashkon, and you're using the mashkon that someone gave you to do a Kiddushin. That's where it works. Because Rabbi Yitzchak said, how do we know that a Balchov is the owner of the Mashkon, that the one who's owed the money is considered the owner of the Mashkon? Shenemar, because the Torah tells us that let's say you have someone's pajamas as a Mashkon. The halacha is you're supposed to give it back every night so that they can use it. They shouldn't be out their pajamas. They should be able to use it. And the Torah says, and when you do that, if you give back the mashkon when the person needs it and then just come in and retrieve it every day, lecha tihyeh tzedakah. It is a act of tzedakah on your behalf. Well, wait a second. Tzedakah is when I give you something that belongs to me. It's not when I give you something that belongs to you. Yet the Torah calls my giving you back the mashkon on a daily basis a tzedakah. What does that tell you? Who's really the owner of the mashkon? I'm really the owner of the mashkon. How do I know about Chavos Kona Mashkon? Because the Torah says, Ulchatiyat tzedakah. Im eino kone, if it's not mine, if I haven't acquired it, tzedakah minayin. How can you ever call that tzedakah? So obviously, I have acquired it. It is mine. Mikan, from here we see, Lebal Chov Shekona Mashkon. That a Bal Chov acquires a mashkon. Period. Now, says the Gemara, B'nei Ravuna. Actually, main point number one. You can give a mashkon as kiddushin. Can't give a mashkon as kiddushin. But if you're a balchov, you can use the mashkon someone gave you as kiddushin. If you're a balchov, since a balchov kona mashkon, you can use the mashkon someone gave you as kiddushin. Says the Gemara, b'nei Rav Huna bar Avin zavna hi amasa. The children of Rav Huna bar Avin bought a certain maidservant, bipriti. And the charge was priti, was a few copper coins. Lavu badayu, but they didn't have the right coins on them. So usive nascha ale, they gave as a mashkon a piece of silver, which was worth more. Lesof ayakar amasa. Then the maidservant that they bought went up in value. She started going to the gym, and now she could do so much more work because she's so much stronger. She went up in value. Asul kamed Rabbi Ami. They came to Rabbi Ami and they asked, well, are we locked into the previous price because we already bought her? You know, we never paid for her. We just gave this silver thing as a mashkon. So, did it work? Do we acquire her? Amar lahu priti ein kan, naska ein kan. He said, no, you never did a kinyan. The priti that you were supposed to pay for her, you never paid. The naska wasn't for the payment. That was just a mashkon. You can't acquire that way. Just like you can't be mekadesh and isha that way, you can't acquire a slave that way. Period. Tan Rabbanan, hiskad shili bimana. Let's say a guy says to a girl, I want you to be mukadeshes to me with this $100. Natlaso, she takes the $100, vizokasa liyam, and throws it into the ocean, ola aror, into a fire, ola kaldavar aved, or anything else that will destroy it. Eina mukadeshes. She's not mukadeshes, because that is not her accepting kiddushin. That is her saying, get out of my face, I don't want anything from you, look, I will destroy whatever you give me. So it's not accepting kiddushin. That's eina mukadeshes. Ooh, says Gemara, but what if she didn't destroy it? What if she took the $100, crumpled it up, and threw it right back in his face? Maybe that is accepting kiddushin because she didn't destroy it. Hasha detinu kamei, havu kiddushin. Doesn't that imply that if she throws it right back at him, that it is a good kiddushin? So the Gemara says, but that doesn't make any sense. Haka'amrele shakil lo bi'ina. But isn't she telling him when she throws it back in his face, take it, I don't want it. Shakil, take it. Lo bi'ina, I don't want it. How can that be a good kiddushin? How could we possibly imply, derive, that if she throws it in his face, that would be a good kiddushin? So the Gemara says, you know, the Gemara says, no, it's not a good kiddushin. That's not true. Lo mi bayu ka'amar. What the Braisa was telling me was really a lo mi bayu. What was lo mi bayu ka'amar? We had that before. What does lo mi bayu ka'amar mean? We're trying to tell the biggest kiddush. Of course, if she throws it in his face, it is not a good kiddushin. You might think if she throws it in a fire, it is a good kiddushin. We're trying to tell you the biggest kiddush, that even if she throws it in a fire, it's not a good kiddushin. Why is that a bigger kiddush? Lo mi bayishadetinu kameh delavi kiddushin. You don't even need to tell me if she throws it in his face, it's not a good kiddushin. Aval zarkasu liyam, but if she throws it into the ocean, or la'or, or into a fire, Ema, you might say, kivin de mechayvu buhu kiddushin kaddish nafsha, since now she's going to owe him $100, because you're not allowed to take someone else's money and throw it into a fire. So you might think that since she's going to owe him the money, she's going to be willing to be mekadish herself rather than owe him that money. You might have thought. So that's why, vaduka avda, why was she throwing it into a fire if she really wanted to accept the kiddushin? You might say, vaduka avda hachi, the fact that she did this comes after hachi. Vaduka avda hachi, the fact that she did this, savra, she was thinking, Ivdike, what's bodek? What does it mean? Ivdike. Let me check into this guy, Lahai Gavra, this fellow. Iratchanahu olo. If he has a temper problem or not. So let me try to push some buttons and get him angry. And let's see how he reacts. It was a test. Meaning maybe she really wants to get married to him, but she wants to test his temper. So she takes the $100 bill he just gave her and she throws it into the fire. But she really wants to be Mekadeshes. That's what you might have thought. Kamash Mlad. That's why the Bryce is telling us, no, if she throws it into the fire, she doesn't want to be married to him. Period. Main point number two, if a woman throws Kiddushin back at him, or even if she destroys it, they're not married. Tan Rabbanan. Hiskadshi li, two lines before the lines get wide. Tan Rabbanan. New thing. Tan Rabbanan. Hiskadshi li bimana. I want you to be Mekadesh to me for this $100. And the girl responds, Tneim la'aba ula avicha. Give it to my father or to your father, whoever she says. Eina mukadashas. They're not married because she didn't accept it. She said, go give it to dad. Al minas sheyakablum li mukadashas. But if she says, when the guy says, I want you to be mukadashas to me with this $100, she says, on the condition that my father's willing to accept it on my behalf, or on the condition that your father's willing to accept it on my behalf, well, then that's okay. Then she's mukadashas. So why does it have to say my father and your father? Isn't it obvious that if her own father is good enough, his father is good enough, and vice versa? So it says Gemara, Tana Abba lo diacha kochadresha. It talks about her own father to let you know that if she says, give it to my father, even though it's her own father, that it's Eina Mekudeshes. Tana Avicha lo diacha koch de seifa. It says your father to let you know that it does work. When she says, if he accepts it for me, it should work. Even if it's your father, you might think accepting it for me should just be who should accept things for her? Her own father. So it tells you, wants to tell you a chiddush, that even if she identifies his father as the one to accept it for her, that even then it will work. We'll take questions after. Hiskad shili bimana. What if though you have, it's not, no one's father. The guy says, I want you to be mekadeshes to me with this mana. To name Laploni, and she says, give it to Ploni. Another guy, third party. Eina Mekadeshes, not good. Al Menashe Kablam Li, but if she says, on the condition that Ploni accepts it on my behalf, so what's going to happen? Mekadeshes. So why do I need to be told that she, one Brisa where she identifies his father, her father, and the other Brisa where she identifies a random guy? So with Tzricha, we need both Brises. Di'iash minan abav avicha, if we only had a Brisa identifying his father, her father, Hassam, who over there we would say, Dechi Amra al Menashe Yekablum li Havu Kiddushin. Over there we might say that when she designates them to accept it on her behalf, that's a good Kiddushin to some Chadaita Elihu, because these are not strangers. These are people that she has some connection to, she relies on. So she's willing to rely on his father, her father, to accept it on her behalf. That would be a good Kiddushin. Savra avdin li shlichu sa'i. She figures, let them do shlichu sa'i. What's shlichu sa'i? they'll be my shliach to accept it from me. That we would have assumed makes sense. Aval ploni? But some random stranger? We would have assumed lo. That would not work, we would have assumed. That's why we need the second brisa to tell us that if she designates someone to accept it for her, even if it's a random stranger, halacha is? Look at the ashes. V'iyashmi'in and ploni. And if it only would have told me the case of the random stranger, only the second brisa, I would say, yeah, hachahu dechiyamra tneim leploni lo avikidushi. I would say, yeah, in that case, when she says, just give it to that guy, I would say, yeah, that's where it's not a good kiddushin. Delo mikra vadaita legabe, because she has no connection to that guy. Lemisvele b'matana, to want to give him a gift of this $100. Aval abba v'avicha, but his father, her father, de mikra vadaita legabe, where she has a relationship with them. Eima b'matana yehavise nehalayim. You might think she wants to give it as a gift to them, and therefore it is a good kiddushin. So that's why it's shricha. That's why he needs to tell me that, no, if she says, give it to my father, give it to your father, it's not a good kiddushin. It's the same thing as saying, give it to a random stranger. Main point number three, if a woman says, give kesef to someone else, or to either of their fathers, einu mekudeshes. But if she says, let them accept it on my behalf, again, let who accept it on my behalf? Either random stranger or his father or her father accept it on my behalf? It is Mekudeshes. Now, the rest should sound familiar to you. Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Hiskat Shili B'mana. Well, not yet. Hiskat Shili B'mana. The guy says to the girl, I want you to be Mekudeshes to me for $100. She says, Tanem Al Gabe Sela. Put them on that rock over there. Put the money on the rock over there. Ainu Mekudeshes. That's not considered a Kiddushin. Vim Haya Sela Shala Mekudeshes. What does that mean? If it's her rock, then it's a good kiddushin. Boy Rav Bibi, Sela Shel Shneim Mahu. What if the guy and the girl both own this rock together? What's the din? Teku. Don't know. Next, Hiskachi Libikikar. The guy says, here's a cheese Danish. I want you to be Mekudeshes to me with this cheese Danish. Teneu Lekelef. The Kikar doesn't literally mean cheese Danish. It means like a loaf of bread, but I'm going to call it a cheese Danish. Teneu Lekelef. She says, give it to that dog over there. Einu Mekudeshes, not a good kiddushin. V'im haya kelef shala, but if it's her dog, Mekudeshes, then it is a good kiddushin. By Rav Mari, so Rav Mari asked the question, kelef rotzach areha mahu, what if, what does that mean? The dog is chasing her, and the guy says, oh, be Mekudeshes to me with this cheese Danish. She's like, the dog, give it to the dog. Do we assume with the pleasure and the benefit and the joy that she got from being saved from the dog, she's willing to be Mekudeshes to him? Or maybe she can say to him, you were obligated mida oraisa by Torah law to save my life. I'm not going to be Mekudeshes to you with that. Teku. We leave that unresolved. What is the Rif Paskin?
We're
machmir, exactly. We require a get. Last thing, hiskachi libi kikar. The guy says, I want you to be Mekudeshes to me with this loaf of bread. She says, Tineu la'ani, give it to a poor guy. Einu Mekudeshes, not a good kiddushin. Not only that, unlike the previous cases where we said, well, if it's hers, her rock, her dog, right, we said it works. Let's say it's her ani. She always gives this ani food. She takes care of this ani. Says the Gemara, Afilu ani hasamuchala. Even if it's an ani who relies on her, who she takes care of, it's still not going to be a good kiddushin. My taima, why? Why would it still not be a good kiddushin? Amrele, because she could say to the guy, Ki hechi de mechayavna bei ana, just like I'm obligated to take care of the poor, hachi mechayavas beat. You too are chayav to take care of the poor. So yeah, I happen to be the one that always takes care of this guy, but there's no reason I should take care of this guy any more than you should. So you're just doing your mitzvah. You're just doing your mitzvah. Where else did we have a case where you're just doing your mitzvah? Amen. The dog running after her. You're just doing your mitzvah. Main point number four, if a woman says to give the kiddushin to her dog, to give the bread to her dog, Mekudeshes. To another dog, Eina Mekudeshes. To a chasing dog, Teku.